Hallelujah is right. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. And say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you that my eyes do see.
Yes, I thank you that my eyes do see.
And my ears do hear.
And my ears do hear.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
And I'm getting it, Lord. I understand your love for me. And I want more. Amen. I had a press to go back to Romans 8 because we really didn't finish it on Tuesday, and I want to re-establish a truth about the first verse. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Well, how did you get into Christ Jesus? By accepting him as your Lord and as your Savior and as your King. But then he reminded me that when you and I continue in self-condemnation, what happens is we become guilt-ridden. While we are feeling sorry for ourselves, loaded with guilt, we need to declare some of these promises that he's given us. And sometimes we just need to have a knowledge of what his opinion is instead of our own. So I want you to take verse 28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, not your purpose, his purpose. See, he's got a plan that he's trying to unfold, and we try to go according to our plan, but it doesn't work because they're both opposite. Then verse 29 says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. So the plan of God is to make you like Jesus. And you can't be like him until you really look at his word and find out what he was like. And he wasn't the type to come into your presence, hit you over the head with a 2x4, put you in a box behind bars, and say, that's as far as you go. You're now my slave. It's not it. He said, verse 29, for those God foreknew, he also predestined. You are destined. Your destiny is to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. So there are going to be more like him and more like you. This verse 30 should be manifesting in your hearts today. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Notice it's not you justifying yourself. He justified. Take a deep breath. Say, he's on the job.
He's on the job.
Justifying me.
Justifying me.
And he's got a plan.
He's got a plan.
To glorify me.
To glorify me.
That's the last part of the verse. Those he justified, he also glorified. Now you say, wait a minute, I don't feel glorified. Well, it could be that it could happen even during the night. While you're sleeping, he can put a crown of glory on you that you've never worn before. He could do it next week. He could do it next month. He could do it in a 10-year period. That's up to him. And we'd like the glory to be sitting on us now. The only thing is, could you handle the persecution?
Amen.
Ah. With the amount of glory you already have, how much persecution is already on you? Am I ready for another dose? Or another layer? I remember many, many years ago, Kenneth Copeland was really a great teacher, and he still is. But he was a very deep part of my construction as a born-again believer. And don't remember if it was a book or a CD or whatever. Could have been a cassette play on what he was teaching. And he asked the Lord, you know, this is really getting awful slow. Could you accelerate my healing? I want to be recreated now. And so he didn't hear a response. He just said, thank you, Lord. Well, the next few weeks, it got so ugly. Everything was turning upside down. He was actually going a little bit crazy. And he said, God, I got to slow down. I don't know. I think I'm going to crack up. And the Lord reminded him, I'm answering your prayer. Oh. His plan and his speed is according to your ability to receive it. His plan to glorify you is according to your ability to stand against the darkness that will hit you. Now, I want you to close your eyes right now. You know about the triune visitation that he wants for your spirit, for your soul, and for your body. Yes. You know about his soul becoming your soul. The way he thinks is going to be the way you think. Yes. The way you respond is the way he responded. The way you love is the way he loved. You're going to be so in love with those around you that they're going to be uncomfortable. And all of a sudden, you go to the top of a great mountain with the Lord, and you start shining like the sun. And then you come down that mountain, and your friends look at you, and they say, what the hell's wrong with you? Why can't you be like the rest of us? What are you doing shining and making everybody uncomfortable? Would you just get away from me? Could you handle it? Could you handle the glory that was on Christ? Could the forerunner named Moses, who had the light of God shining on him, they put a blanket on his head. I ain't got that problem yet, thank God. I don't know if I could handle it. Try it on. Say, if Moses couldn't handle it. And he got so angry, he blew. He blew up. He was angry with the people.
He was angry with the people.
And he lost a level of his salvation. Could it happen to me? Or should I trust my Father to glorify me in due season? I give you praise, Father, for your plan is perfect. The glorification you've got
in your back pocket.
Leave it there until I'm ready.
Because
I don't know how well I could handle the persecution. But I'm trusting you that you will finish an awesome work in me, just like you did through Christ, through St. Paul, through Peter, and they paid a price. So I'm repeating now. Verse 30.
He
predestined me.
He
also called me.
He's also justifying me.
On a regular basis.
And in due season.
He will glorify me.
For his purpose
is to make me like the firstborn.
His son.
And my Savior.
My Redeemer.
My King.
My
High Priest.
And I'm
going to
be like him.
Get a clue, neighbor.
What a plan.
What a hallelujah day.
It's going to be.
When he's ready.
To glorify me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Take a deep breath. Say, can I handle the rest? Verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for me, who can be against me? Amen. He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for me, how will he not also along with him graciously give me all things? Who will bring any charge against me, whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. I want you to keep that one in mind. God's justifying me, and it's awesome in my sight. Now, Father, for those who are hearing this word, Father, let the permeation of your presence confirm to their hearts and to their minds and to the intensity of their body that you are in the control room, that you are doing an incredible work so beyond us that we cannot even imagine it. It is so big and so awesome. And bless them now towards the gifts that you have prepared for them to manifest as they go forward in obedience. Let them be receiving, Father, what you've given us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen.